sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great, great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch, will be with us. Why is the FBI focused and saying that the number one terrorist threat in America are white domestic terrorists when we have an open border? When we just saw a church of loving people in Laguna Woods and a gunman went in, but nobody's really addressing the fact that this gunman was a Chinese person with strong ties to communist China who hated Taiwan. Nobody's talking about it. Folks, we have terrorists inside of our border. But does it surprise us? The FBI, of course, the same FBI that was focused on and knew that the Steele dossier and Alpha Bank were both lies, but they went after him anyway. Interesting to note that, folks. Interesting to note that. All right, that's bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Ward Connerly is with us. The Department of Arizona has decided that your three-month-old baby needs to be deprogrammed because they are born a racist. You heard me correctly. A three-month-old baby is born a racist and the Department of Arizona's Department of Education. Everybody's talking about the UK study, but we've discovered through the Daily Caller and through research that was done and reading through their documentation, their CRT documentation, that they actually have a program that they want kids to take home to their parents in order to deprogram their three-month-old brothers or sisters that might be white so that they are not racist because, you know, they're born that way. Does it surprise any of us then that if they consider babies to be racist, sex-crazed, violent beasts, that they want them all killed? I guess probably not, right? Bottom of the next hour, Matt Long and I are going to talk about how does grassroots break through in the election situation? How do we break through that? And we'll be having a conversation about that. And of course, today is election day all across the country. Please, well, it's too late. So hopefully there's going to be a recount. I think there is in Pennsylvania because a Turkish Muslim can't be a United States senator. They just plain can't take the oath. I mean, they can't. They would not be doing it truthfully. It's just not possible. Anyway, there you go. All right. But we're going to kick things off. And I'm very pleased. Look at this. My volume went down overnight. That's amazing. All right. So, now I'm going to have to bring it back down again. Make this adjustment. Very interesting. Okay. So, So to kick things off, from Freedom Encounters, the founder of Freedom Encounters. He and I have been involved in ministry now, deliverance ministry, for almost 20 years. He's been at it for 50, but he doesn't look a day over 39. I want to welcome Mr. Ken Thornburg. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
It's always great to be with you because you can lie so beautifully over the air. Okay.
All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Very welcome.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. Yeah. Well, so they are now talking about, and by the way, I want to give you just a heads up, folks. On Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Dr. Judy Mikovits will be with us, and we are going to unpack this monkeypox issue and dig into what she's already talked about, by the way, here on the program, but we're going to get further into it. And that is that these vaccines for almost 90 years now have been being incubated in, guess where, Ken? Guess where they're incubating these vaccines?
Could it be a Far Eastern country?
No. Brains. Monkey brains.
Oh, no. And oh, yes. Monkey brains, those are a delicacy among tribes in Africa.
Well, they are. I know. But here's the point. The point is that when they withdraw those incubated illnesses in order to create the vaccines, the immune products, they are now contaminated with the DNA and the blood of the monkey. So now do you understand why we might be talking about something like monkeypox and how vulnerable our population is to something like monkeypox? And the Word of God talks about not commingling our blood, the blood of man, with the blood of animals. Scripture speaks about that and the curses that flow out of it.
For the right reason. That's right, for a good reason. Wow. And One other thing. Do you think this has anything to do with why 18 months ago, Bill Gates brought up the issue of monkeypox publicly for the first time? Bill Gates, 18 months ago. Greg, he is our vaccination guy, right?
It seems that he has is definitely engaged and involved with that. It's very interesting, but
he's banned for it.
Yeah. Well, the WHO is also very heavily involved, in the dissemination of these vaccines. In fact, I mean, that's part of this whole issue. The vote that they're getting ready to take has to do.
But guess who is paid for it? Who pays so much of the cost of WHO? Same guy.
Yeah.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is like the largest contributor to the WHO. Dude, this is called conspiracy. And you know, it's kind of interesting because you look up conspiracy in the dictionary, it's just an agreement among conspirators, a group of conspirators, which could amount to two or more people. But why 18 months ago, why the same guy supporting WHO, promoting vaccinations that are helping kill people all across the world? And what is his, Bill Gates' number one goal? Depopulation. Well, and he has come right out. So it's really interesting that the same source has been talking about monkeypox and helping deliver this to society from 18 months ago. At least that's when he first spoke of it publicly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's been in the works for a long, long time. And people need to understand this. It's not an accident. Because COVID just isn't doing the job they hoped it would do, at least not quickly. This is their purpose. We have to keep the people in fear. And yet, as of a matter of days ago anyway, there was only one case in the United States, in Massachusetts. One. But it's big news.
Yeah, I was watching a program last night, and now there has been a second case, and they are investigating a possible outbreak. I don't remember exactly where that was, but there's a second case, and they're investigating an outbreak. But here's the thing too,
Ken,
that I think is very important for our audience to understand as well. Okay,
yeah,
and that is we can't relegate this to one single individual, because it's not.
Correct.
We need to be really, really careful in how we communicate it, because we're not talking about a quote unquote Bill Gates alone conspiracy.
Oh, absolutely conspiracy takes more than one.
We have right here on Chosen Generation Radio, going back almost 2 years to the very beginning of this whole pandemic, Nan Su with the Epic Times and I gave a chronological order going back to as far as, I believe it was July or August of 2019, identifying when this got started in Wuhan, the first release in October, and then the 100,000 person open smorgasbord annual gathering event that happened in Wuhan when they already knew that they had released this into the population. At that point, Wuhan was quarantined. You could not fly out of Wuhan into anywhere else in China. You could go out of Wuhan to other parts of the world, and many went to Italy, and that's why Italy had a big outbreak, and you had people going to other places, but you were not allowed to leave Wuhan and go, say, to Beijing or anything like that. They knew this. They had this 100,000-person gathering. People, there were so many people dying in Wuhan, Ken, that they literally had the incinerators cranked up, and they were running them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, disposing of the bodies.
Wow.
And we shared all of that evidence, the timeline, the chronological order, all of it. Nansu and I discussed this in detail here on this show, and that is still up. That program is still up. You can still get that program. I'll find it and send it back up, but it's still up. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I am going to pray a prayer to unwind. If you've had the vaccine, stay tuned, because we're going to pray for you, any vaccine you've had, and unwind it.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And I'm going to pray that prayer to remove all harmful vaccine elements right now. Holy Spirit, thank you that your power is present to infuse, execute, and establish everything fully and completely that is prayed for every person listening to this show live right now, or that will listen to this program at any point in time in the future. As I speak the words of this prayer, I do so by faith in the authority of the name and the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let any programmed changes, hindrances, and blocking mechanisms that have been established to obstruct the language and effectiveness of this prayer be permanently destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, may you be glorified as your miraculous healing and powerful transformations are performed. Let the declared nano healing, let the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God cleanse, sever, remove, and destroy all the following elements, including all backups, replacements, double portions, and original designs, all defects of all genes by correcting any mutations, retrieving any deletions, and removing any additions. All abnormal epigenetic tags that promote disease and destruction so that the DNA is reestablished in perfect balance to the golden mean. All imprinting of all genes established by the iniquity and idolatry of generational bloodlines and every abusive word, action, and or person. Let the declared nano-healing prayers be enforced by your life-giving spirit and protected by your heavenly hosts. Let the DNA and RNA proofreading and repair processes that God created be made concise and accurate to maintain the purity of the DNA and RNA that has been cleansed and healed. Retune the resonance and frequency of the DNA and RNA to its original heavenly resonance and frequency until it is restored in perfect harmony with God's plan and ordained destiny. Let the frequencies of the faith-filled words of this prayer be aligned with the frequencies of the faith of heaven to destroy the ability of each pathogen and spike protein causing infirmity, disease, and death. Father, in your loving kindness, let all the following elements that were used in the development, manufacturing, and or preservation of all pathogens and vaccinations received be encapsulated in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Plant, fungi, mammal, fish, reptile, bird, insect, microorganism, and human components, synthetic and natural mRNA, RNA, and DNA, as well as all nanotechnology, heavy metals, stabilizers, gelatin, antibiotics, adjuvants, carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, salts, acids, bases, cultural media, and other toxins and chemicals. Let changes to any part of the body that were caused by any infection or vaccination be corrected and restored to your natural design and function. Let all the pathogenic priming and programming of inflammation, autoimmune disease, antibody-dependent enhancement, and cognitive behavioral changes be cleansed from the immune system, mind, and body. Let the neuroplasticity of the nervous system engage and synaptic pruning to move the neural connections that were damaged. Let the neural nets of all conditioned fear responses to disease and death be disengaged and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let new neural pathways of love, power, and soundness be created in their place until the love of the Prince of Peace rules and reigns once again. Let the layers and additives, adverse effects impacting the heart, soul, mind, strength, and body as a result of each vaccination received be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I command the power of all viruses, virus particles, and spike proteins being transmitted from vaccinated people to cease immediately. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh. Let all adverse effects of transmitted pathogens and spike proteins, especially to the nervous, cardiovascular, hematologic, respiratory, and reproductive systems, be arrested. Let the redemptive power of the Holy Spirit be applied until health and wholeness are restored. Let each spike protein be returned to the enemy's counterfeit corona, and all of it delivered to the abyss on a crown of thorns. Father, please observe and collapse all quantum and superposition entanglements between everyone listening to me right now and all those that will listen to this at any point in time in the future, and the various purposes, components, and adverse effects of all pathogens and vaccinations. Let these entanglements and associated memories be cleansed from their entire being to the quantum level with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh and sent to the lake of fire. Let these entanglements be replaced with an unbreakable quantum superposition entanglement with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the declared dark energy procedures be enforced and executed now. Lord Jesus, your word states that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. You have the keys of the unseen world and of death. Therefore, let the power of your death, burial, and resurrection be applied to all pathogens and vaccinations that have accumulated in the body. Let their evil power to cause disease and death be totally removed and destroyed, according to 1 Corinthians 15:26 and Revelation 1:18. Thank you for delivering us from the perilous pestilence and the promise that no plague may come near our dwelling, according to Psalm 91:3-10. You became a curse for us, and by your stripes we are healed, according to Galatians 3:13, Isaiah 53:5, and 1 Peter 2:24. Lord Jesus, we give you all the thanks and praise, for you are Yahweh Rapha, the one who heals. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that came in the flesh, we pray. Amen. Folks, I know God moved. I know God moved. I know he has touched you. I want you to receive the healing into your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh. And when anything presents itself that's contrary to what you know God just did by touching you, I want you to declare, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, I'm very excited to welcome the Hill Country Patriot Radio and my good friend, Matt Long, and the Matt Long Show. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Man, it's always good to be here with you. In fact, we had to be real careful. Is your phone exploding with text messages this morning to go vote?
Yes, actually it is. It actually is, and I'm going to be doing that. I've got one phone call to make at noon, and then I'm going to be going over and voting. I didn't get a chance to early vote last week, so I'll be on it this afternoon.
Well, my wife has been texting me, telling me that she can't figure out where to vote right now because our normal place is not there. So I haven't been able to respond to her since I'm on the air, but we're going to figure it out all here when we get off the air and make sure we go vote today. And also, this is the end of the campaign conservatives, right? And
yes.
What we call them, campaign conservatives?
Yes, campaign conservatives, and Victor Avalov said he's going to borrow this, but I came up with this yesterday. And what we call them is they are policies that Republicans support, that rhinos support, that are what we refer to as rhino cover, like Title 42. Everybody's freaking out about, oh, they're going to, you know, they don't want Title 42 to go away. Well, I get that, but the problem is that Title 42 hasn't stopped the 500,000 illegals that have crossed the border into Texas just this year.
Oh, I know. And listen, Breitbart's really covering this good. If you go to their Breitbart, their border area on Breitbart, and Title 42 has stopped very few. If we look at the millions who have been intercepted and brought in. And yesterday, Angela and I were talking about the idea that we wanted, Governor Abbott renewed the emergency declaration, which I thought was kind of interesting. And so we're now in our 32nd or 3rd month of 15 days to flatten the curve. But the idea that we wanted this emergency declaration to go away for Texas, but many of us did not want 42 to go away. There's a little bit of double-sidedness on that, and we decided that what we need all of the COVID emergencies to go away, and we need a border emergency, a separate and new emergency for the border, which is what it really is.
And that is, we're under an invasion, and of course, you know, Abbott won't call it an invasion. I don't believe that Dan Patrick's called it an invasion, but you may have more updated information on that than I do. But they don't want to call it an invasion at our southern border. And the reality is that this could have all been handled in any one of the last three legislative sessions that we've had. But it was Abbott's leadership, Patrick's leadership, and the people that they chose to lead the House that blocked all of these things from coming to pass, including that bill that Kyle Biederman tried to get through.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Blocked by people who run, when they run as candidates, as our representatives here in Texas do every year, they just get up and line up and tell you how much they're going to do for the border. They tell you how much they're going to do for the schools. There's this whole list of things. What did you call them again?
It's called Rhino Cover.
Rhino Cover. I like that. A new one. Let's write that one down. Rhino Cover. And they're really good at spouting it. And listen, the sad thing is that As constituents, we're real good at following it. We fall for it. People get real frustrated about the mailers, and I have to tell people every campaign season, when you get mad at all those mailers in your mailbox, they work. Those mailers work. Let me tell you, people who run campaigns are smart. They're paid a lot of money. They know what they're doing, and they don't spend money on things that don't work. And so apparently we all fall for those campaign flyers and for the things that people say when they're campaigning. How do we fix this, Pastor Greg?
Well, let me just throw one last thing out. You know, what happens to us is that they tell us it's like Chicken Little, right? And the sky is falling. So they tell us that, you know, whatever it is falling. And so where do we run? We run under the rhino cover. And that's what it is. It's just rhino cover. The only way that I know to actually fix this situation, it's a two-pronged approach. The first place we've got to go is we've got to start realizing that we are in a spiritual battle. We've got to start realizing that America's DNA was formed in the revival and in the Great Awakening that took place in the mid 1750s. That is what put the fire in the belly. And the question that they ask, the question that preachers ask from the pulpit is, who's your king? Who's your king? Is it King George in England, or is it King Jesus? Who's going to be the king of America? Who's going to be the king of your life? And the question that you need to be asking yourself today is, who is going to be your king? Is it going to be King Jesus, or is it going to be King Government? That's the question you've got to ask.
Yeah, this is, I've been hearing that over the years, and I remember seeing the bumper stickers years ago, Jesus is the answer, and I've been in meetings recently where we'll be talking about a situation, and just like we're having now, and someone will say, well, the only answer is Jesus, and we go, yeah, this is true, it is the only answer, but Jesus needs us to work on his behalf also down here. I don't know how many times you've been told, God's got this. I'm not worried. God's got this. But we are the tools that God's going to use to make the changes here on the ground. And so if we just, sit back in your Barca lounger and turn on TBN or what have you, and then say, God's got this, that's not good enough, is it, Pastor Greg?
Well, you know what? I would refer you to the parable of the talents. And you had one that was given 10 and one that was given 5 and one that was given 1. And the 10, the guy that got the 10 multiplied his and turned it to 20. The guy who got the 5 multiplied his and turned it to 10. But the one who got the one buried his because he said, well, you're unfair. And in other versions, it says, I don't understand you, or you can't be understood. You reap where you don't sow. All these excuses that were used, and they were essentially accusations against the master. Folks, the church uses accusations against God. Well, you know, we don't understand why he doesn't, you know, fix this, why he doesn't fix that, why he doesn't stop wars, why he doesn't save every baby, why? Because we don't know him. And then what do? We say iniquity is okay. We say, well, you know what? In this church, these sins are all right because everybody's struggling with these sins. And yet Jesus said in that... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've seen it and experienced it firsthand where the leadership just says, well, we're just going to love them. We're just going to love on them when they come in. And that'll bring them around.
But loving on them is also telling them how they get free. It's not just telling them, oh, you've got a sin problem. It's how do you get free from the sin problem? Folks, I'm telling you, we have exploded in our church planting in India. Over 500 churches planted. We reach almost 100,000 people every single day. And how is that happening? I'll tell you how it's happening. Because Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished. He didn't say, I'm going to come back and finish it. He said, I'm going to come back and I'm going to have fire in my eyes, a sword in my hands, and I'm going to judge. And those that have been practicing iniquity are going to get wiped out and they're going to go to damnation forever. What he said...
About loving them, but also loving them and showing them how they can get saved. I just had this picture in my head of one of those old-fashioned traps that you've seen for bears and those leg traps, you know, the two jaws that open up. And I just had this picture of someone stepping onto one of those and coming across them in the forest and saying to him, ooh, that really looks terrible. I'm really sorry about that. I hope everything gets better. I hope that heals okay. And then walking away and leaving them in the trap. That's not love.
No.
In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a scripture that says, be fed and be warm, and then walk him away from those who are hungry and cold without providing them a blanket or some food.
Yep. Jesus said, when did you feed me? When did you give me water? And then he also said, they said, well, when did we see you and not provide food? When did we see you and not provide water? And he said, when you didn't help the least of these. Folks, the least of these are those that are lost, and we need to help those that are lost by telling them that their old man has been crucified with Christ and they have been set free. God bless you all. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, we are in a battle right now for America, and we are in a battle for the souls of this country. If you pay attention to George Barna's research, you'll realize again the challenge that we're in. And you know, when I talk about these different things on the program, and talk about like we're going to talk at the top of the hour with Ward Connerly, and we're going to get into a conversation having to do with critical race theory and the race wars and the radical assumptions about that. All of those issues that we're talking about really boil down to being issues of the heart. They're issues, and they're issues of belief. They're issues of faith, and this is the challenge that we're in. This is the challenge that we face in the United States of America, and it's the light. It's the lamp that the progressives want to extinguish. They want to put faith out. They want to wipe it out. They want to paint a brush over it and make real true Christianity an enemy. Now, you know, I watched a very powerful film, and I'm hoping that we're going to get one of the gentlemen that was associated with that film on the program. Let me see if he's in the schedule or not. Yeah, we're working on it. His name is Kasim Hafiz. And the show, the movie, the documentary is called Never Again. And it's the parallel journey of a Holocaust survivor, Irving Roth, and a devout Muslim who was radicalized as a teenager, Kasim Hafiz, and their stories, and how Kasim went to Israel finally and actually interacted with Jewish people and discovered that what he had been taught, what he had been led to believe, they were all lies. It was all disinformation. And that's what is being used against us here in our own country, in the United States of America, where true Bible-believing Christianity that tells about man's sins, talks about the issues that actually exist, you're considered to be evil, you're considered to be bad, you're considered to be the problem and not the solution. And it's interesting because the reality is these are the things that Scripture speaks about. Let me read to you what end times looks like. This we know, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I want you to think about what it is, for example, that Disney has been doing and messaging for probably 25 years, if not longer, but at least 25 years. They have been messaging inept parents saved by their smarter kids. They have been projecting and putting a message into the minds of children for nearly 25 years that parents are inept, don't listen to them. Listen to what's happening in our schools right now. We're going to tell you, we're going to encourage you to question your sex. We don't care how God made you. We don't care if you were made a man or you were made a girl or you were made a boy. We're going to tell you to question that. We're going to help you. We're going to impregnate your daughters, and then we're going to tell your daughters not to tell their parents. We're going to emancipate children at 14 at the most. We're going to consider children as they're born to be sexual beings. And we want to get them into preschool so we can start telling them how to change. Unthankful, unholy. It's definitely unholy. Without natural affection. Think about that. You're conditioning a sociopathic behavior. You're cutting off people by having children spend all their time on an electronic device, interacting with electronics rather than interacting with individuals. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Wow, think about that. I want to save babies. Oh, I hate you. I don't want people to be having their bodies used for immoral means. Ooh, I hate you. I want to stop child sex trafficking. You don't understand. These children are sex beings. They want sex. You're evil. Think about it. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, is that a mouthful. And then having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Only the power of the Holy Ghost is going to save us. Only the power of God, and he has given it to us. And then he says, for this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? And then he goes on, and it's interesting that he uses this example. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. That is a powerful statement. Reprobate concerning the faith. That is counterfeit. They are counterfeits. They are phony. They are fake. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for you to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Let discernment and wisdom be ours, so that we might identify those that would come into the houses in an effort to try to bring lies and deceit. And let everything that has been shared about these last days, Father God, protect us and let us serve you.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.